Well, God bless each one of you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., the co-pastor here at the beautiful First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. I have a word of hope for today. This is an amazing word that the Lord has given me. I'm up early this morning. I just want to go to the book of Psalm 46 and 10. These words were popping out early this morning. The Lord woke me up to this message. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Stillness is a powerful, powerful weapon that we use against the wiles of the enemy. Many times the wiles of the enemy, when he comes in to try to get you to start thinking, start doing. One of the most difficult commands in a chaotic season is to hear these words in Psalm 46 and 10, where God commands us and he tells us why he is commanding us. He says, be still and know that I am God. Didn't say be quiet, it said be still. There's something about the power of stillness. God moves in the power of stillness. There are commands in scriptures that feel easy. We love the scripture, rejoice in the Lord. That's pretty easy. Of course, we love, pray without ceasing. We pray, just trust in the Lord. But then God gives us a command that confronts exactly who we are. And he tells us, I need for you to be still. Because stillness is difficult for people who have tried to survive by movement. Stillness at times can be very uncomfortable for people who have learned to cope by fixing. Stillness is foreign to people who have lived in a fight or flight mode. In the midst of that, God is saying today, be still, and then you'll know that I am God. Not be still and hope, not be still and guess, not be still and just wonder, but be still and you'll know. Stillness is a doorway to revelation. Can I say that again? Stillness is a doorway to revelation. When God wants to reveal something to you, he needs us to be still so that we can hear. You remember when you were a child, and sometimes as adults, we say to our children, and we look at them right now and say, be still. Jesus knew the power of stillness when he was in the storm out on the sea. And they woke him up because people were ready for the Lord to do something. They wanted the Lord to take over and just do something. But in order for the Lord to take over, they had to wake Jesus up. And then Jesus had to show them, I'm going to show you who I am. And you have to be still. Because God commands stillness because we're moving too much. To be still, it means to stop striving, stop wrestling, stop fixing, stop forcing, stop managing outcomes. Stillness is not inactivity. Stillness is to surrender to God. Some of us are tired, not because the battle is big, but we're tired because we keep trying to fight the battle in our own strength. And that's where God is saying, you're doing my job. You're actually carrying my weight. You're fighting my battle. He says, be still and let me be God. Stillness is the moment and the time and the season when we stop and start trusting. Because God, he commands stillness because the environment around us has gotten too loud. Psalms 46, it describes the earth that's shaken, mountains are falling, waters roaring, nations are raging, kingdom are collapsing. In the middle of all of that noise, God says, be still. He tells us to be still because God understands that noise creates spiritual amnesia. I said, God knows and tells us to be still because he knows that noise creates spiritual amnesia. Noise often makes us forget who God is. Noise makes us forget what God said, what God promised, what God already has done, what God already brought you through. Because of noise, we forget those things. Noise is the enemy of revelation. I said noise is the enemy of revelation. You cannot hear God clearly when everything else is loud because we're not in a place or posture of stillness. Stillness is not silence. Stillness has more to do with focus. You can focus better when your brain isn't racing, when your heart isn't racing, when the chaos around you begins to come in. You have to get still. You have to be still. In the times of storm, it requires stillness. God commands stillness because knowing Him requires quietness. I said God commands for us to get into a posture of stillness because knowing God really requires quietness. Because if you're going to know, you have to be still. Be still and know that I am God. You cannot know God deeply while you're distracted. You cannot really know God intimately while living hurried. You cannot know God accurately while living overwhelmed. Stillness is the classroom of intimacy. I said stillness before God is a classroom of intimacy. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. How do you wait? You wait before God, wait before the Lord in stillness. God clarifies in stillness. God corrects. He comforts. He even reveals to us. He restores us. He recalibrates us during the time of stillness. Stillness is where God says, let me reintroduce myself to you. That's what Jesus demonstrated out on the sea during the storm, where he had went to take a nap on the ship and the storm came, and the disciples, they said, Lord, don't you care that we perish? Wake up, wake up. Don't you care? I'm perishing. Don't you see that we're about to perish? And Jesus wakes up and says, let me reintroduce myself to you. And that's when Jesus spoke to the wind, spoke to the waves, and said, peace, be still. Because Jesus, he commands stillness because he is about to reveal who he is. Be still and know that I am God. Not I was God, or I may be God, or I might be, or I hope to be, but I am God. Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. He's the God of right now. He's the God of this moment. He's the God of this crisis. He's the God of this warfare. He's the God of this assignment. He's just God. Stillness is a stage where God performs his sovereignty during the stillness. When you stop moving, God starts manifesting. When you stop striving, God starts fighting on your behalf. When you stop panicking, God starts providing, because God commands stillness, because God is about to fight for you. When the enemy is fighting against you, God is saying, be still and know that I am God, because God commands stillness, because he is about to fight on your behalf. I remember that message that I preached many times during many revivals in my early ministry. God is working on your case. And I want you to know today in 2026, in the month of April, 2026, early on this morning, God is saying, I'm working on your case. Because when you look at Psalms 46, it begins with, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Not a distant help, not a delayed help, not a reluctant help, but a present help. Because stillness is the posture of people who expect God to intervene. When you want God to intervene, you got to be still. When you want to handle it and fix it yourself, then you're not going to be still. But even in the Old Testament, when Israel stood still at the Red Sea, God opened a way that they could not see. I said, when Israel stood still at the Red Sea, S-E-A, God opened up a way that they could not, S-E-E, they could not see. All through the Old Testament, Jehoshaphat, he stood still. Jehoshaphat stood still. God confused the enemy. When Moses stood still, God revealed his glory. When Paul and Silas in the New Testament were still or yet in prison, they stood still while they were still in prison. God shook the foundation. Stillness is not passive at all. Stillness is prophetic. This is a prophetic message. Stillness is not the end. Stillness is the beginning, a new beginning, a fresh beginning, where God wants us to know him. Stillness is not the end of activity. Stillness is actually the beginning of alignment, a fresh alignment. Stillness is not the end of movement. It's the beginning of ordered steps in the Lord, not ordered self, not ordered steps from ourself, but ordered steps in the Lord, steps that he will lead us and guide us because he wants us to be still. And he promises that if we are willing to be still, we will know. Be still and know. What are you going to know? You're going to know that God is God. You're going to know that the Lord is Lord. You're going to know that the Holy Ghost is there with you right now. Stillness is not the end of spiritual warfare. It's actually the beginning of victory. Stillness is not the end of prayer. It's the beginning of getting answers, God's answers. Stillness is not the end of faith. It's the beginning of God manifestation. Today, I just want to pray this little prayer. I want to ask you to just, hopefully that you're by yourself or you're in a safe place where you can lift up your hands. And this is what I believe the Lord would want you to pray on today. You have carried enough. You have fought enough. You have worried enough. You have cried enough. You have planned enough. So he's saying, be still and watch me be God. Then you have to pray and say, Lord, quiet my spirit. Silence every voice that is not yours. Lord, I need for you to teach me to rest in your sovereignty. Lord, help me to trust your timing, your wisdom, your power, and your plan. So, Lord, today I surrender the battle and I receive your peace. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Well, it's early in the morning, and I got up early so that I could get this message out today. He that hath an ear, let him hear, and let him listen with the intent to know God. And you do that when you first begin to throw your hands up and be still and trust God. God bless you on today. I'm praying for each one.